Let me just ask you this. When you have a meeting, a presentation, interview, some kind of a social event, what is it that can cause you to feel anxious or to panic in some circumstances? What are some of the things that cause people to panic, get anxious, to get nervous when they have an interview, a presentation, a meeting of some sort, or social event? Go ahead and type that into the chat box, okay? So I'm going to just share with you a few of the most common reasons that people become anxious, nervous, in some cases, panic. And one of the reasons, in fact, we've talked about these before, and you'll hear us continuously talk about them, but one of the reasons is that they may not feel as prepared as they'd like to, right? They may not feel prepared. And so why would that cause one to feel anxious or nervous if they don't prepare? Well, one reason is when we know that we may not be as prepared as we'd like to be, we are afraid that we are not going to perform well, right? We are afraid that we're going to forget the material or the content, that we're going to say the wrong thing, that we're not going to impress the people who are there, that we're not going to make a good impression because we're not prepared. Now, sometimes people do prepare the content or the material for that update, presentation, interview, but they don't feel prepared to answer what? Spontaneous or impromptu questions, right? So they might have prepared, and we'll even talk about how prepared a person may be and how to prepare, but they may have jotted down an outline, they may have gone over some questions, gone over their material, or even put together a slide deck, but then they feel a little anxious because they don't know if they will be able to handle spontaneous or impromptu. So preparation is one reason that people can become anxious prior to speaking. What's another reason? Well, we kind of alluded to this earlier, but another reason is because of who is there. So someone just typed that in. So if your boss is there, or someone in authority, or a certain number of people, then that can cause you to feel anxious or nervous. Why? Well, one reason is that if your boss is there, your boss has a degree of influence and control over your career, right? Or at least over the stage or phase of your career, over your income, over your promotion. So your boss is someone in a position of authority, and you want to impress him or her. This is very, very natural. Nothing wrong with that. But that can cause us to become nervous and anxious about presenting that material, making sure that we make a good impression, right? Are there some other reasons that people become? Yes. Another reason is that they've had poor experiences in the past. So memories, bad experience. So because they've had bad experiences in the past, what do they do? Your brain automatically predicts your performance in the future. So your performance in the past, things that have happened in the past, your brain takes those and it says, okay, we have a meeting coming up, or we have an interview, or whatever it is. How are we going to perform? And so it makes a prediction that says we're going to perform this way because this is how we performed in the past. Does that make sense? So that alone can automatically trigger feelings of anxiousness and nervousness, previous experience, right? So what we're going to do today is I'm going to walk you through three actions, three ways that you can convert panic into power or confidence, to confidence, feel more confident. And these ways have been tested over time. They are also part of our ultimate presentation system, as well as our entire system. So we want you to take a look at that. We want you to actually take a look at our virtual Speech Masters where the system is included. But I'm going to give you these three ways. And these are things that you can start to do right now. So if you have a meeting coming up, if you have a presentation, if you have an interview, you can begin to use the things that I'm going to share with you now. And they're also very much science-based. So to help you remember them, they're all going to start like this, continuously. Continuously what? Well, the first one is continuously practice or prepare, right? Now, of course, you're saying, well, Michael, okay, I've heard this before. It's not really, but I want you to stick in there with me because the way that I'm going to explain this might be a little different than the way you usually hear it. So when people prepare, and I know this for a fact because I've talked to many, many thousands and thousands of people, and they have something coming up, meeting, presentation, what will they do? Well, they'll often create an outline or prepare a slide deck. and they'll read through it because you feel like, well, I know the information or I'm familiar with the information. So all I need to do is make sure I have some notes, right? Make sure I have an outline, make sure I kind of know what I'd like to say. Well, that's good, right? That's a first step, but that's not the kind of preparation and not the kind of practice for sure that you need in order to feel more confident, in order to feel more prepared. So what I'm going to be sharing with you right now is a way to continuously prepare for whatever it is that you have coming up. And I'll tell you why you want to continuously prepare. Now, before we do that, let's take a look at what people tend to do. So when you have something coming up, what do most people think about? What do most people think about continuously? This is an important word here. Well, what many people, and I'm not going to say most, but I'll say many people, begin to worry about it. You start to worry about it. You start to negatively anticipate. You become anxious and nervous. All right. So if you do that every time you think, so let's just say that you have a presentation, and every time you think, and when I say presentation, I'm not necessarily talking about one with a slide deck or you're standing up. It could be a meeting where you just have to present updates or you have to present some kind of, or a report or something like that. So what many people will do is every time they think about that, every time they think about that, hey, Shaq, I'm going to take you off stage, but I'll bring you back on later. Okay. All right. So every time they think about it, they worry about it. And what that does is when we worry about something, we're actually visualizing, we're emotionalized. So we're making an imprint. It's actually as if it's happening already or as if it's happened. So whenever you worry about something and you emotionalize it and you picture it and you imagine it, you're making a mental impression, and that impression is virtually the same as if it had happened already. So you're practicing and you're preparing in the negative. You're preparing for the negative. You're actually causing yourself to visualize and to think about something and say, this is how I want it to be, even though you don't. But when you think about it in that way, when you visualize it, you're saying, hey, this is what's going to happen. This is how I want this to happen, because you're constantly thinking about it, worrying. All right. So then if that's what's happening every time, then you're preparing to fail. But what if instead of that, you could continuously prepare success, right? So how can you do that? Well, every time you think about the presentation, you prepare for it. Every time you think about it, you prepare for it. And this becomes a habit. So you're continuously preparing for that meeting, for that presentation, every time you think. So let's say you think about it 50 times. You think about it 50 times and you worry 50 times. Well, that's going to have an impact on your performance. But let's say you think about it 50 times and you prepare for it, right? That also is going to have an impact on your performance. So rather than just jotting down an outline or creating some slides, what you want to do to prepare for whatever it is to think about what you'd like to say and how you'd like to say it. And I'm going to share with you some different ways that you can do this in just a little bit. But you want to continuously prepare so that when it comes time for that meeting, you feel real comfortable with the material. You feel comfortable and natural and fluent with the content because you've been going over it over and over and over again. And we have a structure that you can use. We call it the question, answer, category, number structure, that you can use to prepare yourself for anything that's coming up so that you really don't need notes. You really don't need notes. You can have notes. You can have slides if you want. You don't necessarily need them. The other beautiful thing about the structure is that you can prepare anywhere at any time. You can prepare during what we call transition. So you can prepare in your car, you can prepare on the bus, and prepare in silence so you don't have to say anything, or you can prepare aloud. But you can continuously and constantly be preparing. So if you're thinking about this meeting and you're taking 2 or 3 minutes here, 5 minutes over here, 7 minutes over here, every time you think about it, how much more prepared and confident, calm and relaxed will you be come time for that meeting? A lot, right? A lot. This is critical and this is key. And we'll revisit this in just a little bit, right? So you want to continuously prepare. Now, what's the next thing? Well, the next thing that you want to do, believe it or not, and there's one more thing that I want to add to this few minutes, but the next thing that you want to do is continuously breathe or continuously be breathing. Continuously breathe, right? Continuously breathe. Now, why is that important? Of course, you've heard this before. Well, there's a few reasons why it's important. I had a client tell me maybe a couple of weeks ago that he's been practicing the 777 breathing exercise daily for a certain amount of time. I don't know if it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes. He'll set his timer and he'll practice the 777 a few times a day. Now, what kind of impact has this had on his life? Well, he says that he feels calmer and more relaxed now whenever he's... So just from doing it, let's just say 10 minutes a day, he's continuously feeling calmer and more relaxed. Now, here's a second benefit. He is reducing and in some cases eliminating negative anticipation. So before he used to worry, he used to think about words that he couldn't say and anticipate this word, scan ahead for that word. Well, the breathing has helped him reduce and in some cases eliminate that. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that every day for a certain amount of time, you practice 777 breathing exercise or some form of that, because you're going to derive benefits that you may not even be able to anticipate, right? You're going to have greater breath control. You're going to feel more relaxed. You're going to have greater mental clarity. You're probably going to reduce and or eliminate negative anticipation. And you're going to better be able to breathe during the presentation. If you've been practicing it prior, you're going to be able to breathe during. So you want to practice breathing before, but you also want to practice and you want to breathe during. So let's say you have a meeting, presentation, interview. It's very natural for us, excited, maybe feel a little nervous or anxious, right? That's very, very natural. So what you want to do is when you breathe, you are impacting your parasympathetic nervous system, right? You are going to be able to start to feel more relaxed. Your heart rate is going to go down. You're going to be able to maintain and retain clarity of thought so you can recall things that you want to say, regardless of how you're feeling in that moment. If you breathe, you're going to control that, right? You're going to calm yourself down. So one of the things that you will need to do is to breathe, practice breathing every day, but also during your presentation, make sure that you're breathing more frequently than you usually do and breathing more deeply than you usually do, because you need to do that to calm your heart rate down, to speak smoothly, to have control over your speech, and to think more clearly. So you want to continuously breathe, not just right before the meeting, not just once every now and then, continuously practice breathing exercises and practice breathing. All right, what's the third thing? The third one is continuously take your time. Continuously take your time. Okay. Now you've heard us say this before, but what are the benefits of it? What happens if you don't do it? If you don't take your time, especially, and this is more so for in the moment, what you're going to do in the moment. If you don't take your time, your body's going to take over, and more than likely, you're going to start to rush. You're going to feel anxious and nervous, and you automatically are going to speed up because you're going to want to get through it as quickly as possible. Our tendency is when we get nervous or anxious, we start speaking faster, right? And then we start forgetting things and we start stumbling over our words or stuttering or stammering, whatever it is. When all those things start to happen, then it starts to snowball. And then you start feeling more embarrassed. And then you start anticipating that you're going to do it again. And then it just keeps happening and it gets worse and worse. So you want to continuously take your time. And at the beginning of whatever it is, your first opening remarks, your first opening words, again, presentations, meetings, interviews, situations, you want to go slower than normal. Sometimes I even say super slow, really taking your time in those first few minutes, right? Or the first several seconds, if you will. So when you take your time, you start to feel more relaxed, feel more in control. If you don't remind yourself to take your time, then you start to rush, feel more anxious, and you start to forget things, which can happen to any of us at any time, no matter what. But you will reduce or eliminate that in many cases if you continuously take your time, just like I'm doing now. I'm not rushing. I started off slow and I've continued to go on the slower side of things, but I'm starting to pick up my pacing a little bit to make it dynamic. So I'm not going too fast. I'm not going too slow. So taking your time, breathing continuously, and practice and preparation. So let's go back to practice and preparation. I want to share with you something that you can use to help you practice and prepare. And then I actually want to add another one to this. I'm going to add another one. And I don't really want to put that on another page. So I'm going to stick it down here. Continuously focus, focus. And this one is going to be related to your practice and preparation. Continuously focus. Continuously focus on what? Well, your focus and what you focus on is going to determine how confident you are, how calm you are, how relaxed you are, and how well you speak, whatever you're focused on. So if you're allowing yourself to get distracted by who's in the room, who's coming, by the fear of failure, by the pressure to perform, by those kinds of things, if you're focused on that, then that means you can't be focused on the content and on the audio. And when you focus on those things, you become more nervous and anxious. So one of the ways that you can prepare is, and we've talked about this before, is Vic and Rick. One of the greatest tools we ever came up with because it really helps you to keep your focus. So we've talked about this in many meetings and you'll hear us talk about it again. The V and the R. The V stands for value. The R stands for relevancy. So if in the back of my mind, which it's in the back of my mind now, and it's become habitual, I want to make sure that I'm giving you something of value, that it's valuable for you, that's going to be helpful. I want to make sure that it's relevant to this topic, or if it's a meeting, it's relevant to the meeting. It's a comment that's relevant right now to this subject that we're talking about. So I want to make sure that I'm doing that. The I stands for what? Impact. So I want to make sure that I'm speaking in a way that is engaging. So I'm not standing, not moving, no facial expressions, monotone. No, I want to make sure that I'm moving. And if I can, I can move physically. If not, if I'm sitting down, I want to make sure I have a good posture. I'm using facial expressions. I'm articulating. I'm inflecting. I'm modulating my voice. I'm using hand gestures because I want to make sure that I'm engaging. I'm also changing my pacing. I'm pausing every now and then to let you digest the information. So the I in Vic and Rick stands for impact. So I want to make sure I'm holding your attention, impacting you. The C stands for clarity. I want to make sure that I'm clear. And here's where we can use the structure that we talked about, the question, answer, category, number structure, which you will learn when you join Virtual Speech Masters Club. And you'll get that in the system and we'll teach you how to use that. It's a very, very powerful structure. So I want to make sure that in terms of clarity, that I'm being clear in two ways, right? There's two aspects to clarity. One is style and the other is structure. Style-wise, this is related to the I. I want to make sure I'm not speaking too fast, that I'm articulating, enunciating my words so that you can actually hear me and you can understand me. The other part of clarity has to do with structure. So I want to make sure that I'm using 1, 2, 3 or something very similar. So it's very clear what I'm saying so you can follow. So if I tell you I have 3 ways or 4 ways, you're going to be expecting to hear 3 or 4 ways. So we're actually going to give you this bonus, right? It's going to be 4 ways. So you are expecting to hear at least 3 ways and now 4 ways. So what are the 4 ways? And we've put them down. 1, 2, 3, 4. Continuously prepare and practice. Continuously breathe. Continuously take your time and continuously focus. Keep your focus on something that's going to help you, right? That's going to help you and not hurt you. This will help you shift the focus away from yourself and put it where it needs to be. And that is on communicating information that's valuable and relevant, on holding their attention while you're speaking, and on being clear. So if you continue to focus on that, you're going to be more likely to achieve that than if you focus on something else. I hope that this makes sense. So a way for you to prepare is to think about this, right? To think about this and then practice. So when I have a webinar, generally speaking, most of the time, I will have small blocks of time that I rehearse it, that I practice it. And I may do it internally or I may do it externally. That is allowed. I may actually take a few minutes while I'm cleaning the dishes or while I'm doing something else and run through the opening or run through these 3 or 4 things. What do I want to say about it, right? So I'll just run through it. And I'll continuously do that for days. If I know that I have a webinar that's coming up in a week, that entire week, I'm running through the material. Or if it's days, I'm running through the material off and on. So I'm continuously preparing and practicing. Now, as I mentioned, this is very important and it's very powerful because by continuously preparing and practicing, I am substituting that continuous preparation and practice for continuously worrying. and feeling anxious and thinking about negative things. That is very, very important. And that's a secret. That's a secret that not everyone necessarily knows or practices. So if you can remember that, not only will you be more prepared, right? Not only will you be more prepared because you'll be so comfortable with the material, but you will also reduce or eliminate the anxiousness and nervousness. Now, we did something not too long ago on you can still perform well despite how you're feeling. So you might feel anxious and nervous, but you can still perform well. So you should probably go back and watch that video, that training, which is on YouTube. All right. So what I want to do now is I'm going to bring Shaq on because he has an example, and then I'm going to bring Farouk on to kind of add to what I've just said to kind of share some things from his perspective. So Shaq, let me get you in here. Let's see where you are. There you are, currently off stage. All right, we're going to try to bring you on stage. Give me just a moment here. If you guys have any questions, please feel free. Okay, here we go. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask them in the chat box. Okay, so Shaq, what I'd like for you to share in just a few minutes, like just take a few minutes or so, and thank you for joining us also. Share with us your name, what you do for a living, but also share an example, because when we first started a few months ago or so, I know you had a big presentation that you did. So I wanted you to share some things about how you prepared for it and then how it went and how you felt and what people said about that presentation and how the system and the coaching helped you to get there. So go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Shaq Himeda, and I'm an IT risk manager working in financial services, and I'm based in London, England. So as Michael mentioned, a few months ago, I had a big presentation to do at work. In the past, presentations were always something that I completely would avoid. Ever since my school years, reading out in class, speaking in front of a large group would just get me really nervous. And with this particular presentation, I couldn't avoid it. It was something that I had to do. So I felt just a lot of pressure in the actual weeks that were building up towards that presentation. Going back a few months, just before the presentation, I actually started doing the self-study Pro 90D. And I did see good progress, but I felt that I needed a bit more support. So I started working one-to-one with Michael. And the main focus that we worked on was for me to slow down my speech. And that helped me a lot in terms of feeling more relaxed and actually preparing for the presentation. Then it came to the actual structure of the presentation on the day. I went over the I think it's called the Ultimate Presentation System, which is part of the course. And that helped me tremendously, to be honest. I based my whole presentation on the system, which basically encourages you to have a structure around questions and answers. And that helped me really to internalize the whole presentation. So even though it was a 20-minute presentation, I didn't really use any notes. And to be honest, coming from someone that has barely ever presented anything, it was amazing. I presented to a group of senior executives at my organization. A few of my team members were present. They gave me some really good feedback afterwards. In the build-up to the presentation, I would just practice it in my head over and over again. I was nervous, but looking back, I mean, what I was able to do is actually reframe that nervousness into excitement, and that's also something that I learned from Michael. Yeah, and on the day, my voice felt a bit shaky. But when I watched the actual recording back, I didn't actually sound shaky at all. The feedback that I received was excellent. I sounded calm and composed. I think I got stuck once, but I just took my time. And yeah, I think all in all, it went really, really good. And off the back of that, I received a promotion at my work, which was, I would like to say a big part of it was actually performing that presentation to a really good standard. Wow. So thank you, Michael, and yeah, really grateful for the whole process and your support.
Thank you. All right, Shaq. That was, I had forgotten about the 50% increase. People will hear me say this and they usually don't believe. And it's normal for us to be very skeptical about these sorts of things. But the truth is, this is an investment that you hope you'll get a return from. And so when I tell people, more than likely, you will get a return, because just as in your example, when you perform well, people see you as being able to be more influential, that is to be a better leader, to be able to handle yourself in high pressure speaking situations, to be a good representative for that department, for that person, for that organization. They see you as being more capable, more confident, more persuasive, and they like that. And so what happens is that you're able to be promoted faster. So whatever money you invested into the coaching, you got that back in spades. I mean, you got that back many, many times over. But guess what? It doesn't just stop with your first promotion or your first job. I've helped so many thousands of people get jobs by improving your speech. You don't just get it back then. It's an investment that keeps giving, because now as you feel more confident and you get out there and you present more, then you're able to get better jobs and better jobs and better for the rest of your life. So the investment keeps paying for itself many times over. And again, you don't have to believe me. You can just try this stuff out for yourself, and you can listen to Shaq. He's not, you know, I haven't told him what to say. This is just something that actually happened to him recently, and he's just one person. So everything that we're sharing with you absolutely works. We had someone come on to our webinar, our YouTube Live, not too long ago. They said, hey, I worked with Michael 11 years ago. I didn't know what they were going to say. They would say, I worked with Michael 11 years ago and the stuff doesn't work. He said, he or she said, I worked with Michael 11 years ago. And let me just tell you, trust the process, trust the system, trust Michael. This really does work. 11 years ago, I've been doing this for 12 years straight. So this person was one of our first clients, if you will. Imagine how much better the system has gotten now since then. Just imagine that, 10, 11 years. So we want to encourage you to take what you're learning here and put it into practice. It really does work. Now, Farouk, are you around? All right, probably had to.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. Sure. So as you know, this is what we've talked about. I think you also may have a few points to add, and you actually have an example where you went out and did a presentation for a company. So definitely would like for you to share that. So go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Michael. And it's wonderful to see Shaq right here. It's wonderful to have all of the people right here. So yeah, what we are speaking about in this session, it has a huge role to play. And this is something that most of the people struggle with or have a hard time with, that I start to feel anxious, I start to feel nervous, I don't know what to do then. That makes them speak fast, that makes them chop off their words. So their speech starts spiraling down and down. So working with this anxiety, this is speech anxiety, has a huge role to play. So in short, I would just like to add a few points, and then I would also go ahead and give that example. So the breathing and slowing down part that we are speaking about, so let's say you have done all the practices, you have done the visualizations, the verbalizations. Now you're moving into a speaking situation and you are feeling a bit of anxiety about it. So breathing and slowing down is something that you have to do a lot. And even just before doing that, what you have to do is that you have to keep reminding yourself of, Michael, someone said they can't hear me. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. All right. So it might be something on their end. So yeah. So you would have to remind yourself of it over and over and over and over again. Because what usually would happen is that as you're going into that speaking situation, your natural instinct would be to rush and speak fast. So it has to be a constant reminder, not just once, not just twice, but literally over and over again. And here's the main thing, like Michael mentioned as well, not just before you speak, but also while you're speaking, because you would notice that you would focus on breathing and slowing down. And in the next moment, you would be going. Then you would have to get the focus back right here. Then you would shift back to fast. So you would have to keep doing this movement for a while until it starts to become easier and easier, and your brain starts to get more and more used to it. But up until that point, there has to be that constant reminder, that conscious reminder. One thing that I really like that I heard from Michael inside this speech system is that even when you're not feeling at ease, when you're not feeling relaxed, act relaxed. Or let me say it in this way. Ask yourself, how would I act if I was relaxed? All right, I might not be relaxed right now, but how would I act if I was relaxed? So you would get the answers. Maybe I would be smiling more. I would be speaking slow. I would be breathing. If I'm on stage, I would be moving around. So you might not be feeling that way, but you're acting as if you're relaxed. And that moves us into a rule that you can also go out there and search on the web. That is called acting your way into feeling. So you're not feeling at ease. You're not feeling relaxed, but you're acting that way. And that in itself would help you feel relaxed, would help you feel at ease. So I can still remember, and that was before I started working as a coach, I had to host an event, but I still worked on my speech with the system. So I was at a very good point with it. But still, when I had to start my hosting, I was extremely anxious. And to be honest, it was not just because of speech. Something else was happening as well that was in my mind. So I was really anxious about. And at the start, I just asked myself, all right, I might not be feeling like that, but let's say if I was relaxed, how would I act? So then my mind said, as I said, you would be slowing down more, you would be breathing more, you would be moving slower, you would be using your hands slower, you would be smiling. I started to do all of that. And within a very short period of time, I started to feel that way. So you're acting your way into feeling, right? So breathing and slowing down, it has a huge, huge role to play. We have seen that breathing and slowing down, they're not the only aspects, but if not the most important, one of the, or let's say two of the most important aspects that always or most of the times give clients more than 80% of their speech improvement, just by the aspect of breathing and slowing down. So it has a huge role to play. And a lot of self-talk has to be there, like I mentioned, before the meeting or before the conversation, even while you're doing the conversation, there has to be that constant reminder. And one thing that I have seen many of the people doing, many of my clients doing, is that subconsciously, they also start to affirm the fact, or they affirm the fact that I'm always anxious. I always feel anxious. I'm a very anxious. I always feel anxious, whatever the speaking situation is. I'm a very anxious person. So you might not know, but what you say to yourself has a huge impact on how you feel, on how, even if you are not that, or if you don't see yourself that way, you start to do this affirmation where you let yourself know that I'm a very relaxed person. I'm a very relaxed. I can always relax. No matter whatever the speaking situation is, I'm always relaxed. I'm always at ease. The first few times when you say it, your mind might say, no, you're an anxious person. But the more you keep doing this affirmation, the more and more it will sink in. And obviously, you're not just doing the affirmation. You're also going into speaking situations. You're focusing on breathing. You're focusing on slowing down. You're helping yourself relax. So both will continue to move yourself forward. And so breathing and slowing down, it would give you a great amount of control over your speech. And that is the major aspect with breathing and slowing down. And then the more control you have over your speech, the better you will be able to speak. So this is something that is extremely important. As Michael mentioned, breathing is something medically, it activates your vagus nerve that is associated with relaxation, that is associated with the parasympathetic nervous system. So you start to feel at ease, right? So whenever you're feeling that way, breathe and slow down a lot. And like Sheikh mentioned, reframe that anxiety into excitement. Instead of saying I'm anxious about it, say I'm excited about it. Anxiety and excitement are almost the same emotion. One builds you up, one gets you down. So instead of framing it as anxiety, frame it as excitement. And excitement is good. It's not bad. For example, if there was no excitement, then all of us might have been speaking like this and all of that, right? So a bit of anxiety, rather excitement, is good. We just have to use that excitement forever at once. Reframe that into excitement and then use that excitement to use your hands more, to use more facial expressions, to use your new speaking style, right? So this is these are some of the points that I wanted to add. And just that example that Michael spoke about that is mostly related to the Vic and Rick part. So I was asked to come and speak at an organization and to give a speech about speech and speaking skills and to help out the people with that. Now, those people, they were not the people who had necessarily struggled with their speech in a way like stuttering or stammering, but it had to be a session to help them enhance their speaking skills. When I went right there, in the starting moments, I was feeling like, all right, they know I'm a speech coach. I work as a speech coach. So they would be seeing me and perceiving me as a speech coach. So that puts some sort of a pressure on me. What if I mess up? I am the speech coach. What if I mess up? What if I have a heart attack? So I still had some of those thoughts. But what I did immediately is that I shifted the focus that Michael was speaking about, towards what I want to give the people in this session. When they walk away from the session, what I want them to leave with. That is mostly related with the Wick and Drake. What is the value that I want to add? How would I be relevant? How can I speak in a way that is the most impactful? And how can I make my speech more and more clear? So I constantly focused on it, what I want to give them. It's like shifting the spotlight from yourself and towards the audience, whether it's the audience, whether it's one person, five people, whatever it is, focusing on what is there for them. What would you like to give them? And the moment I shifted that focus, it just changed. And I had an excellent session. The people enjoyed a lot. They had to learn a lot about speaking skills and speech. So, yeah. So these were the points that I wanted to add together with the example that we talked about. So, yeah.
Thank you, Farooq. All right. And so we have a question, which you kind of just answered. And I'll just highlight a couple of things. We've also answered this. Shaq, you can chime in if you want to as well. The question is from William. How do you keep positive self-talk in the front of your mind when you get anxious during the meeting? We're talking about in the moment. So yes, a part of this has to do with what you've done before the moment, right? All of these things. Breathing. Have you prepared? How did you prepare? Because sometimes people think they've prepared and really they haven't, or not much. Are you taking your time? Physically, are you taking your time? Are you slowing everything down? Where's your focus? This is the reason why we're doing this webinar and many of the other ones, is to address what you just said. Like, what do you do in the moment? Well, in part, you have to remember that just because you feel anxious doesn't mean you're not going to be able to perform well. I've had this happen. Everyone else has had this happen. Farooq, Shaq. I remember some years ago, I had to go up on stage a few times and my heart felt like it was about to jump out of my chest. I was already a speaker. I had been a preacher. I had been a workshop leader, a professor. So I loved speaking. No problem there. But my body was still reacting to the fact that, hey, you're getting ready to get up in front of several hundred people or whatever. And I thought my voice felt shaky. Right? I was like, okay, this is not going to be good. Well, what I did is I took my time. I breathed more. I breathed more frequently. I breathed deeper. And I extended my words. I went slow, almost super slow, but not too slow. So after that, at least one or two people came up to me. They just came up to me involuntarily, right? And they said, you have a very smooth voice. You sound like Barry White or something like that. Now, I thought my voice was shaky, but it wasn't. So just because you think something or you feel something doesn't mean you're not going to be able to perform well. Your voice may sound very, very smooth. You may look very calm and relaxed and confident if you do these things, especially breathing and slowing down. And what Farooq said, you ask yourself, how would I act? How would I speak if I were relaxed? When you ask your brain that question, your brain goes out to find the answer. Also modeling. How would my model act, feel, and think right now? Just by asking that question, your brain can go out and say, oh, this is how your model would act. So act like this. So in the moment, you breathe. In the moment, you slow everything down. So you have to be able to remind yourself to do that. So you have to be aware and you have to know this is what you can do. If you don't have the tools, then you won't be able to access them. You won't even be able to remind yourself to do it. You might not even know that you can remind yourself, right? This is a self-talk. But the other thing is focus. So whatever you're focused on, wherever your attention is, that is the direction that your body will go. That's the direction that your speech will go, in a way, right? So if you're focused on Vic and Rick, if that's where your attention is, then guess what? You're not going to be able to think in that same moment about the things that could possibly happen, about messing up, about losing track, about who's there, who's in a position of authority. You won't be able to think about that because you'll be so focused on giving value and being relevant and impacting and being clear. And if you take that focus and add on top of that breathing and slowing down, it won't matter how you're feeling. You will still perform well. Okay, so that is the answer to your question. Now, if this happens to you, just remember there are some things that you need to be doing prior to that moment to prepare yourself. But never think that just because you've prepared, even if you've prepared the best way possible, you've been practicing, doesn't mean you're not going to feel excited or nervous or anxious, because there's a good chance that you may. The more you perform well, the more you do these things, the more habitual they become, the less anxious and nervous you'll feel. So it's all a pattern. It's all a habit. Did you have anything to add to that, Shaq, from your own experiences? If not, that's okay. I just wanted to...
I think the main point is what you already touched on, in terms of for you to be able to do so, you need to be aware. So I think that's the first thing. You need to be extremely aware of the thoughts in the moment. And then one thing I would like to add is that even if you do feel anxious and even if you do mess up, it's not the end of the world. I think sometimes we can be too hard on ourselves. There might be a time where you didn't speak perfectly. And if that happens, so what? I think sometimes we tend to overinflate this situation. So we might think, oh, I've really messed up. Everyone thinks I'm stupid, or so on and so forth. But to be honest, no one really cares. I mean, I've been on phone calls where the person speaking didn't really do a great job. As soon as that phone call was ended, I never think about it again. And I'm pretty sure if I was to mess up, it would just be the same situation. So I think sometimes we just need to get out of our own head and really put some sort of perspective into things. All right.
Very good. Yeah. Let me just add to that, that there are many times when you're speaking and you may get stuck on a word, or like Shaq said, you may mess up. No one knows that you're stuck unless you make a face or you make a sound or you try to push it out. They don't know that you're stuck. So just by knowing, hey, they don't know I'm stuck, I can just do something else and keep speaking smoothly, will cause you to feel more relaxed and calm. Just knowing, hey, if I do get stuck, they probably won't even know. They won't even notice. Keep that in mind. And then also just going easy on yourself. There's always other opportunity. So you're going to do your best. Do not, now I know this may sound strange, do not strive for perfection. You might say what? Strive for excellency. Strive for excellence. So you can be excellent. You can be amazing, but not be perfect. Okay. Keep that in mind. Strive for excellency, not perfection. Now, there may be a time where you're almost perfect. Everything is perfect. That's okay, but don't expect that every time. But if you strive for excellency, then you've set a more realistic expectation. Do we have any more questions? Anything else you want to add briefly, Farouk, before we share just a couple of resources about our virtual speech masters? Shaq, you've been coming. Farouk, obviously, you and I have been there. So we do want to take a minute to talk about that resource if you don't have anything else to add about this.
Yeah, so I think that you and Shaq have explained it very well. So I don't think there is necessarily something.
Okay. Farouk, could you put in the chat box, and we'll get this out to you guys by email, but can you put in the chat box a link to the Virtual Speech Masters?
Sure.
Also, I'm going to put a link, let's see, interaction. A couple of things here. And so as Shaq said, you can work on your own and you can get a lot of benefits from working on your own. But if you want to accelerate your process, that is, you want to get there quickly, you need to get there faster, the best way is to work with us one-on-one. Do not look at it like a cost. Oh, this is too expensive. Look at it like an investment. I mean, did you hear what Shaq said? Shaq, repeat that for me one more time. You did a presentation. You did a good job. And what happened and how much more did you earn? Because that's actually pretty incredible. I almost don't believe it, but no, but I do.
It's true. It's true. I'm so proof. Yeah, so I received a promotion at work that came with a 50% increase in my salary.
Wow.
That's
substantial. And
life-changing.
Like I said, before, he's not the only one. We have hundreds of, probably thousands at this, thousands of people. So the coaching is an investment. If you can't see it like an investment, then don't do it, because you'll be like, that's too much. Don't think I can't afford it. Now, of course, we know that some people are not able to do that now. But if you take trips, if you've bought things in the past for your house, like a TV or something like that, then if you just think about it, you're going to spend that money someplace over the next year or so, more than likely. You're going to spend it, right, on something. And it doesn't mean that whatever you've spent it on isn't important and that it's not valuable. We're not saying that. We're just saying that this is something that when you invest in, you can literally and actually get money back from it, right? By way of your salary. And someone else just told me this yesterday. In fact, you'll see his clip. We'll be sending that out soon. It helps your mental health and your physical health. And imagine the anxiousness and worry that you have to go through whenever you have meetings and interviews. Imagine not going through that anymore and feeling confident, feeling calm, feeling more relaxed. So this is good for your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health, for your relationships. So we want to encourage you to do one or two things or both. Join our Pro 90D Virtual Speech Masters. We meet now every Saturday for about 90 minutes. Sometimes it goes a bit over, where you get a chance to put into practice what you're learning under pressure. We're there. We evaluate you. We give you feedback. You're able to participate. We have planned presentations, 5 minutes. We have impromptu, so you learn to think and speak on your feet. Those are 2 minutes. We have a block of instruction in the beginning. You get access to our course and bonus courses. It's only $120 for 6 months. You can attend as many sessions as you want. You can present as many times as you want. Get in now while we're still growing, because this way you can maximize your exposure and your benefit. So get into this now. For those of you who are watching this and you've been watching the videos for a while, and you just are like, okay, I really need to take my speech and my career to the next level, you're going to want to work with us one-on-one. So go ahead and book a session. And for those of you who choose, for example, the 8 session or the 12, we're going to go ahead and throw in, for a limited period of time, we're going to throw in the virtual masters if you do an 8 or a 12. We also have a new 3 session. It's actually 4. So you get 3 sessions plus an orientation. That's $9.97. So for those of you that you have a presentation coming up, you have an interview coming up, you want to prepare for that, that's an excellent choice for you. Some people may want to try this out, but just make sure that you are capable and financially able to upgrade. Because if you start with 3 or 4 sessions and then you stop, and then 3 or 4 or 6 months go by, you may lose your momentum. But some people just may want to, let me try this out and see if this is going to work for me. You have to be committed. But for sure, we have an option for you. We have self-study discounts available. We have some payment plans available, but you'll need to ask me about that. But you're going to get your best deal when you invest and you make a one-time payment, which is what most everyone does. You're going to get the very best deal, the very best pricing when you do that. If you do a payment plan, it actually costs you a little bit more. So I just want to share those resources for you. We do want to see you in our Virtual Speech Master Club, because it's a great, great resource, again, for you to put into practice what you're learning. Does anyone else have any questions, any other questions for us? All right. Gurdeep, she's actually has a statement here. Recently enrolled myself in the course and have started implementing some of the techniques and strategies discussed. This is really helpful, and I'm noticing differences in myself. So she just recently enrolled in our Virtual Speech Masters, and she's already seeing results. So trust me, this stuff really works, and it works quickly. It works very, very quickly. Does anyone else have any questions for us before we wrap up?
I think there's one more question in the chat from Surab.
Okay. I'm having one doubt regarding semi-annual course. There will be almost 24 meetings in total. Essentially, yes, we may be off by a meeting or two if there are some holidays or something that falls in there. But yes, 6 months every weekend, so that's 24. There may not actually be 24 if there's a holiday, but you'll get something very close to 24. Any other questions? All right. If there's no other questions, can you send me a link of a discounted price? Are you talking about for the coaching? Someone asked, can you send me a link of a discounted price? Are you referring to the coaching? If you are, then we can get that out to you. Okay. So I'll be getting out an email with the replay and some resources. You can always go to our website, look at the little chat bubble, click there if you have questions, and you can reply back to the email that goes out with the yes. Okay. Yes, Farouk.
Yeah. So I just wanted to add on something real short. And that's something that I've experienced it for myself, that I've heard from Michael, and that I think that Shek can explain quite well, that we feel like what it's being or what it feels like to be at a place where you're forcing outwards, you don't know what to say, you're having a choppy speech or whatever. But we also feel like, and all of the clients who have improved their speech with the system, they also feel like what it feels like to be at this stage where you can say whatever you want, whenever you want, and in the way that you want. It feels really great to be no longer afraid to go out and speak to someone. Michael explains it like, and I've literally experienced it for myself, it feels like a big black heavy blanket is lifted off of your shoulder. You're no longer worrying about stuff. You're no longer, you know, having that in your mind that what if I get stuck, what if I mess up and all of that. So there is a huge amount of financial gain, but I believe that even more than that is how you feel from the inside, how your social life gets, how your income increases, how you perform at your job, how the people start to look up to you as an influential. So all of these things have a huge role to play. So make sure to start working on your speech now, do that consistent amount of practice, and you can already see some of the comments from people, from Shaq, from myself, obviously, and from Michael. So,
all right. Thank you, Farouk. Thank you, Shaq, for joining us. Thank all of you for being here today. Those that are watching the replay, thank you for registering. We'll be doing something virtually every week, be it a webinar or a YouTube live, perhaps some Facebook lives. And then we have our club meetings every Saturday. So we have stuff going on every single week. Some are free, some are very affordable to help you take your speech to the next level. So thank you so much, everyone.
All right. See you, everyone.
Excellent.